Welcome to the Pickleball Talks, a podcast of the Interact Pickleball Network. Today, we welcome Scott Turner from Volta Well Hydration. Welcome, Scott.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm a fan of your podcast and, looking forward to working with you on projects in the future.
Hydration is so important. We live here in Florida, but people around the world, it's warm out there, right? They have this concept of what hydration is. We grew up, my generation anyway, that Gatorade was the answer, right? We had the football team here in Florida, and all of a sudden that was the answer for hydration. Scott, let's go and tell me a little bit about yourself, your history of where you come from, and what's important to you, and a little bit about Scott Turner.
Oh, well, thank you. I was born in Charlotte, North Carolina. The family moved down to Orlando in, I think it was 63. My dad started a business and, we were poor, very poor. I have three siblings that were all in the family, all in the same house, tiny house at the same time. So we started out poor. My mother was an absolute angel, mostly angel, artist. But more importantly, she was a very good mother. I call her a cross between a hippie and a flower child. My dad started a business and he was very busy. He traveled all over. That's what it takes if you're an entrepreneur. And he taught me a lot of life lessons. And my mother was kind of on one side and my dad was on the other. My mother was great because she encouraged me to do anything I wanted. So I did everything from copper enameling to knitting even I got into. And, I became an expert at those. On my dad's side, he was a driven man and he taught me the lessons of business. And, I'm kind of a blend of that today, spiritual, but also driven and that's what made me who I am. High school was great. I was a high school swimmer. Our state won the championship that year. But I hate swimming now. I mean, it's hard work, and the coach made us swim in an ice cold pool one day. So after high school, my first job with my dad, I was 12 years old. And he got all the three boys together and gave us a sledgehammer and says, "You got all summer to break that garage down." This was a cinder block garage. And at the end of it, he took us all to the bike store and purchased a new bike for each of us. What's interesting is I got the nicest bike. And he said, because you work the hardest. So that taught me, work a little harder and you get more. And then went to high school, got out of that and was ready to go to college. He wanted me to stay. I was really kind of his right-hand man then. We had about 16 employees. Went through that. Then I was a gardener back then. My mother let me till up the whole backyard. That's where I got my love of gardening and growing things. And then when I was about 23, he shipped me off to Tampa to become an outside salesman. And I was paralyzed. I'm like, what am I going to do? I mean, I looked like I was 16 and I was calling on these old guys that worked in paper mills and power plants and stuff like that. But I'd learned the lessons of the business and I knew the products cold. And I was really surprised that these plant guys, welcomed me with open arms. And that taught me the lesson of know your product cold, become an expert. And I did. And that stayed with me ever since. And he taught me one important lesson before I went on the road. He took a plain sheet of paper and drew a horizontal line through it. And he looked at it. "What's that, son?" I said, "That's a line, Dad." And then he drew some circles below the line. And he said, "What are those?" And I said, "Those are circles below a line." And then he drew some on the top. And he said, "What's that?" I said, "That's circles above the line, Dad. What's your point?" And he said, "Son, that line represents your life. There will be opportunities to step below the line to make a quick buck. Don't do that. The circles above the line are the right choices. You'll be, you know, you'll say, okay, if I just step down here and do a little of this, I can make extra money or whatever. And so he said, always stay above the line. And that stuck with me ever since that. It was a very important life lesson for me.
Thank you for sharing that with me. It's really amazing that you were able to have such a blessing where you came from a family that really understood the value of hard work. And your parents gave you the right blend to actually understand that. And that's what we're talking about today, right? We're talking about family. We're talking about community and how those folks accepted you because you knew your product, right? You stood behind your belief system and stuck to what you felt was the right thing to do. And you had a father to show you that way. That is truly amazing. What was the exact moment you realized that, you know, your career path, you were before you got into VoltaWell, you were in another field. Could you tell us a little bit about that before you got into we get into the hydration component?
Yeah, sure. My dad, as I said, had a company. It was a manufacturer's rep company that sold components that went into power plants, paper mills, water treatment plants, et cetera. So we'd wait around for something to break, and then we'd sell them the part to fix it. Well, that all changed in about 1997. My dad retired. My brother and I took over the business, and things were changing rapidly. I equate it to this. It's like a child playing with Lincoln Logs. You know, they dump them out on the table and then they build something. That's how they used to build power plants. Well, that changed in 97. They now wanted big component, you know, things like fuel oil skids and stuff like that. They built big blocks, modular components. And we got into that business and we went from a small shop of about 16 people. And in 18 months, we grew to over $70 million in sales with 254 employees. Some say it was impossible. I'm glad they didn't tell me that up front. And we sold the business in 2002. I left. I had enough of day-to-day grind. I'd been there 30 years by then. And my brother stayed on and I retired. I thought that's what you're supposed to do. Went to the beach, Daytona Beach, met my wife, and, you know, life was great. And then she said, don't you want to find something to do out of the house? And I, well, that came quicker than we thought. I was recruited to head up a new business in Naples. We spent 10 years there and, you know, the things took off. Some of them didn't. And, you know, I equated it to the reason some of those businesses failed, even though they were brilliant ideas, is because of the partners. And the team really, really matters. And but we walked away with a nice little business ourselves, which has supported us for the last 10 years. I think 13 years ago, we moved back to Naples, or back to South Daytona, bought a place, acre and a half, really close in. And the first thing I did was to make a garden. A big garden. And that was my passion. It took me back to what I did in high school. And what led me to hydration is, you know, I was trying to optimize the plant growth. And I would notice that those plants would wilt in the sun, yet the soil was well hydrated. So it led me on a deep, deep dive into what's causing that. And you know what? Turned out to be electrolytes. And I fixed it. The garden flourished. We were giving away so much food. Every year my wife would say, you know, stop growing so much. So I'd plant less. We still get more food. And then one day it occurred to me, what about me? And so I said, okay, something new to dig into. So I took a deep dive on it. Couldn't find, you know, I had a basic understanding of how electrolytes work in the human body. Couldn't find anything, so I made my own. 18 ingredients, pretty well researched, but not the in-depth kind of research you do if you're going to launch a brand. I was making it in my home for 4 or 5 years, sharing it with friends and family. We have an open house, so when I'd make it, you know, you take that old-fashioned egg beater blender and stuff would go everywhere, powders everywhere, a certain order you have to mix them and all that kind of stuff. And my wife finally said, no more, go find someone to make it for you. So I did. And that led to Volta Well, which we started about 16 months ago. Before I would even commit to sell it, I had to take that same deep dive. And in doing so, I wrote over 80 science-based articles on the subject, all fully cited. I've only published 9 so far. You don't want to just throw 80 of them up there. It'll look like you bought them somewhere. And so we're rolling those out. We did a soft launch in December. How I got involved in pickleball is someone told me, hey, Pictona's having the U.S. Senior Open. And I said, you know, I knew what pickleball was. So we jumped in, had very little marketing material, jumped in and just started testing people. And we did that, and that led us to more pickleball and pickleball athletes and all that kind of stuff. So we did the soft launch. It was the first pass of product that actually was made in my kitchen. We weren't selling it. We were giving it away to get reaction. And then we actually opened the doors January 15th and had inventory and started selling it.
That's fantastic. What's the biggest myth in hydration that consumers believe in today?
Wow. How long do you got? Actually, I can explain the issue very quickly. The biggest lie in hydration is drink more water. The second is drink a lot of salt.
That's what I've been told my whole life, and I'm always drinking lots of water.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. I'll tell you a story about Carlene, my neighbor. Carlene's 92. I've known her for years. We give her food all the time. And I asked her to try the product. I said, but before you try it, I want to test you. I want to know exactly what your baseline is.
Okay, let's talk a little bit for a second here. You could show me the equipment that you actually tested her with.
Okay, so this is the Quantum 4 bioimpedance device. It was invented by this company, it's been used, and it's a research-grade device. We can connect you up with 4 electrodes, and we use these sticky pieces to put on 2 on your foot and 2 on your right hand. It's always done on the right side for consistency. And that gives us two main numbers. It actually gives us 3, but one is reactance, the other is resistance. And this has been well documented. This is not voodoo science or anything like that. It's been well documented.
If it was, you wouldn't be on the show, because I've been in this field over 30 years. I've seen everything. I've seen a lot of, you know, different types of snake oils and different devices and gadgets, and you know, I was in the medical supply business and
capital equipment.
I understand. I've been doing this a long time. And we met at the World Pickleball Conference and you tested me.
I did.
And that's part of the reason why you're here. Because I talked about in the beginning of my shows that we were going to talk about hydration. And it's amazing how God works, because he puts you in front of the right people at the right time. And I was talking and I was looking at all these companies at different events that I'm doing, and I'm putting powders in my water all these different, mixes and formulations and presentations of it. And I'm going, I'm not feeling any different. You know, I'm still sweating out here and I have the same amount of energy, and my stomach's bloated. I'm drinking so much water. So that's why I had you come here, to show the science behind it. So if you could continue with that, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. And just one point on drinking more water. Carlene was drinking 6 12-ounce bottles of water a day on doctor's advice. And her measurement numbers were just very, very low. She was walking with a cane. She was waking up 6 times a night to go to the bathroom. She had arthritis in her hand that would wake her up at night. And she was taking naps, crashing in mid-afternoon. And I told her, stop doing that. Stop drinking that water. Got her on the electrolytes. And what we do is we continue to test at intervals. So by the 4th month, her numbers improved. The arthritis went away. She's not taking naps. She's not, and she was walking with a cane, and that's resolved too. And that's what we're seeing with continued use. So the advice of drink more water is just nonsense. Now, when I'm testing people, I've tested over 500 now. they all come up with the same thing. They say, oh, I know I'm dehydrated. And I'll say, we'll see. And I test them. And almost out of 500 people, only three people didn't have enough water in their body. Only three. Everyone else tested either normal or high total body water. That's all the water in your body. But we take a deeper look at that. We segment it. We look at the water outside of your cells and the water inside of your cells.
So you're saying intracellular and extracellular.
Right. So we this device actually measures those. So we know where the water is in your body. And that matters. That balance, that ratio matters. And the common thing we see is enough total body water, most of it outside the cell, and you're low on the intracellular water. That's the problem definition. And what's particularly troubling to me is when you test the youth. I tested my niece, and she said, I'm going to test well because I take liquid bleep bleep. And so we put her on the machine, we tested her, and I was shocked how low she was in intracellular water. An 18-year-old should test very high in that balance of extracellular to intracellular, that ratio. And she was one of the lowest people I've ever tested. Carlene, my neighbor, was higher. I was so shocked I didn't give her the results. I gave her the results to her mom. And so, you know, I don't know what the kids are doing or why they're measuring so low, but this is common. I see this often in the youth. Could be what they're drinking, eating. You know, we don't have enough data yet to really, you know, confirm that. But the problem is with drinking more water is it flushes the electrolytes out of your body. You don't want that. You want to keep those intact. But the other issue is, you know, most people take electrolytes when they play a sport, pickleball, and they think that is designed to replace what they sweat out. Well, some of that's true, but it's not the big picture. Put it into context. You know, I tell people, show up hydrated. Don't try to replace it when you're on the court. That's the wrong strategy. So what you want to do, what the difference in us and everyone else in the industry is we look at physiology. You'll see a lot of brands that say, you know, based on science and all that. But, you know, what I see is they take a sliver of science, like add sugar, three times faster hydration. That's all nonsense. That is, you got to put into context. If you're chronically low in total body water and you're dying, you're in the desert, yeah, take some sugar, but you don't need it. You don't need sugar. You don't need faster hydration. You need balanced hydration. And that's what I designed the product around, is to restore that intracellular water. It's critical. Everything happens inside the cell, almost everything happens inside the cell, all your protein folds, your nerve signaling, everything else. If you're low, you're not going to perform well. You're going to get muscle cramps. You're going to get injured because your body, I mean, it's electrical current. You know, you'll put your ankle down wrong and twist your ankle because that electrical current running in your body is not functioning optimal. Now, I've been tracking people on this, obviously, athletes, everyday people. And one particular case is, I'll call her Dr. A. She's a medical doctor. I've been tracking her since January 14th, about every 3 or 4 weeks. And she's been on the product for that amount of time. I got her baseline, and we've been tracking her ever since. And her numbers continued to improve. Now, she was training to run the Boston Marathon. That's a big deal, right? So she was running 50 miles a week. And when you do that, when you lead up to that kind of train, then what happens is your body gets depleted. And so we expected that. And then 2 weeks before, she started tapering. And then right before the race, we saw her intracellular water peak and her phase angle peak. A phase angle is another important thing. Two things are important, intracellular water and phase angle. And then she ran the race. And, you know, she's a medical doctor. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, she's going to check me out, right? And he's saying the same thing, the right thing. And so what's interesting is 2 days after she ran the race, we tested her again, and we did not see the expected fall off after a race that long, 26.2 miles. She was like, wow, I stayed stable. That's what I mean by hydrate first. Show up hydrated. Don't try to fix it on the court because it absolutely doesn't work. Yeah, you may replace some salt, which you need to do, but keep it in context. You know, if you're out in the sun, you know, let's say you're a landscaper or a postal man. Yeah, you need salt because you lose 500 to 800 milligrams of salt an hour in sweat, depending. Depending on you, your individuality. But we're going to test her again this Saturday. She's had a week, a little bit longer than a week to recover. So we're going to see where it goes.
Amazing. Let's talk about phase angle. Tell me a little bit more about that and the importance of hydration.
Well, phase angle, you know, I speak in metaphors sometimes just so people understand it.
Sure, absolutely. Look, we're a technical show. We're an alternative show, but we want people to get it, right?
Right.
So that's it.
So phase angle is your cell membrane integrity. It basically is the cover. Think of it like a grape, right? It's got a skin on it. That's what it is. And the higher your phase angle is, the more integrity you have. Its job is to keep sodium on the outside of the cell and potassium on the inside. And the exchange of those two minerals across that membrane is what creates your energy. It's called the sodium-potassium ATPase pump. You can look it up. That's what it does. So the goal is to get that phase angle up. Now, that along with the cell water-holding capacity, that phase angle helps control that. And the better you do that, the more energy you have. Think of it like this. Think of a cell like this. It's either a grape or a raisin. If your cell is low, you have low intracellular water, it's going to shrivel. It's going to get smaller. It's less efficient. A low phase angle, the other analogy I use is it's like leaky gut. You want that membrane to go up. Now, Carlene, my neighbor, over the 5 months I've been testing her, her phase angle went up 50 basis points. So it went from 4 to 4.5. That is an enormous change for a 62 or a 92-year-old woman. And that's where the healing came. Her intracellular water is stable, but that takes a long time to come up. So her phase angle improved first. That's what got the life change. And
we can see that works across the spectrum at any age, right? Yes. So I see that, and I'm looking at the product right now, VoltaWell and Volta Hydrate specifically. And as I look at the back on the ingredients here, it says that you have sodium first, which we're talking about, and potassium, right? So why did you choose your specific sodium to potassium ratio in Volta Hydrate?
You just broke the code. Look, most people don't need that much more salt. But what really fixes things is potassium. You've got to have the balance in the minerals in the right ratio, including magnesium. And so you really need a higher potassium ratio. So we talk about sodium is one. You should have 1.2 in potassium and about 20% of sodium in magnesium. And that gives you the balance. That pulls the water into the cell. If you have too much salt, it has the opposite effect. It can pull water out of the cell, especially if it's long-term. And that's what's causing the problem. You know, they say if you've got high blood pressure, you shouldn't take sodium. You should reduce sodium. That's the wrong answer. This has all been proven. What you should do is increase your potassium intake. Now, I'm a living example of it. I was on blood pressure medicine for 30 years. I don't take it anymore. I've gotten, and you can track it. My intracellular water is up for a 69 years old. And the measurements are age banded and gender banded where appropriate. And my numbers are near perfect. And you know, I'm not the picture perfect of health either. It's just that I'm doing the right thing. And it's so critical. If people would stop saying they're dehydrated and start saying, my water's not getting into my cells, how do I fix it? Mm-hmm. The fix is easy. We know this. This is all basic physiology. And once you explain it to someone, they're like, ah, I get it. And that's what this test does.
Understood.
I see magnesium here, and we all talk about magnesium in our, you know, in our diets, in our intake. And this is a third ingredient here. Tell me how magnesium is as a catalyst, or what, you know, role it plays in this process.
It's kind of like the referee. It kind of balances it out, keeps it stable, makes sure everybody's working, you know, to accomplish the same thing, increased intracellular water. Mm-hmm. We put 6 forms of potassium and 6 forms of magnesium in, plus 2 forms of salt. Now, if you I can encourage people, we've got a video of this on the website, teaches people how to read that label. They don't know. They just look at it. Oh, okay. What does that mean? Well, if they look at the video on our website, there's a short one that tells you the problem in the industry, and then the longer one tells you how to read that label. And that's important that you understand that. We use premium ingredients. We don't use chlorides. We don't make the product specifically for flavor. And that's an important point. Most of these brands, I've tasted them all, they taste great. They taste like Jolly Ranchers. And people say, I love this taste. The question is it good for you? Now, to get that taste, here's what you have to do. Your first or second ingredient is going to be acid, either malic acid or some other form, citric acid. That's what gives it that pop, right? And then you add some flavor or sugar or stevia or that kind of thing, and that's what gets it the pop. We don't do that. And if you're looking for a flavor bomb or Kool-Aid flavor, then, you know, go drink some Kool-Aid. I mean, I really mean it. If you don't get the fact that that much acid will harm your teeth and can upset your GI over time, think about drinking that twice a day. Our product is designed, and we recommend work up to 2 servings a day, 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon. And over time, that will stabilize your ICW, improve your phase angle, and change your world. And it's easy. Just take it twice a day. And if you're mowing the lawn and it's hot, take a little extra salt. You don't even need to buy a product. Just go into your cabinet and sprinkle a little salt in it. You won't even taste it. But we're not a flavor bomb, and I refuse to do it. I'm not going to compromise on that. We're doing some things. It's not that the flavor's bad.
No, in all honesty, let me tell you something about that. When I came into the World Pickleball Conference and I said hello to you and checked in and walked in, and after a little bit, I got a little bit thirsty, and I looked over at the water display that they had over there, and I said, oh, what's that? And I went over and took a big glass and tasted it, and I said, wow, this tastes different. This tastes good. And then I sat down. I could actually feel the effects of it a little bit, and I was like, God, it piqued my interest. And then I went again, and I got another glass, and I drink a lot of from Gatorade to Pedialyte to Liquid IV, all of them, you know, and then I get these samples everywhere I go. And I said, well, this tastes a little bit different. I don't know. It just had a silky kind of feel to the water. And that's part of the reason why I came back over to you, because I actually noticed that there was something different about the product. So where do you think that Liquid IV and LMNT and some of the other ones missed the mark in theirs?
Well, they didn't look at physiology. I don't know where their formulas actually came from, but my hunch is it came from the World Health Organization guidelines. So their guidelines are appropriate for countries that have medical issues, constant diarrhea, bad water, all that kind of stuff. They're appropriate for rapid rehydration. They're appropriate, again, context. It's got to be in context. Do you need rapid rehydration? You know, they use a similar formula in hospitals. You know, you go, first thing they do is they hook you up to the IV, and that IV is a salt bomb. That's what I call them. It's a salt bomb, and it's appropriate. It saves lives, and it can in the right context. But for what we're doing, we don't say we're science-based. We're physiology-based. That's the whole difference. We don't take a slice of it. You know, people learn this information in high school biology. It's proven. It's been around. There's thousands and thousands of articles written on how this works. And so that's the difference. We're designed for daily use, you know, not sodium bombs, right balance. And, you know, take it daily. You'll feel the difference over time. And then when you go to the court, take some with you. Take a third serving. Okay. You know, if you're playing 16 matches, you know, shake a little extra salt in it and you'll be covered.
If someone uses Volta Hydrate for 30 days, what's the difference they should feel?
Well, that's a great question. And here's why. Some people feel it right away. I mean, right away.
I did. In all honesty, and I have no vested interest in the product or anything. Here I am just to spread the word of hydration itself. I want to be clear about that, but I felt it. And that's part of the reason why I came over and said, you know, I'd be a little bit of a skeptic being in this field a long time.
Right.
And say, okay, well, let's see what this contraption's measuring and what's going on over here. And let's see what kind of voodoo is happening. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, yeah, this actually makes sense. And the scientific parameters that you were using and the technology, I said, okay, well, this is actually interesting. And that kept me going and then using it. And I've been using the product and noticed a difference. So I can actually say that I feel a difference. Is Volta Well built for athletes or everyday high performers or just for everybody?
It's really designed for everyone because, you know, at the data set we have now, 500 plus people, athletes were, you know, we have some of them in the program, Major League Baseball, pickleball, basketball. And, you know, the funny thing is, some of these guys are professionals or retired professionals. They never even discuss this in these major league sports. They don't test for hydration. They'll test how much you sweat and they'll do analysis of that and how much you expel, but they never look at intracellular water. And I'm puzzled. I mean, I'm just really puzzled why they don't look at this. This technology has been around forever. But really, some people take a little bit longer. It depends on how low you are on the scale and if you take it consistently twice a day. And so we've developed what we call hydration self-tests. It's on our website. It's automated. And what the lesson I learned from Carlene is after 4 months on the product, I met her at the fence and I said, you know, Carlene, how are you feeling? She goes, I feel normal. And I said, Carlene, 4 months ago, you were walking with a cane, you had arthritis, you were getting up at night, you were taking afternoon naps. You don't remember that? And she says, no. So now we encourage people because, you know, and you should do this in anything. Like you start taking vitamins, how do you know they work? Well, the best way is to take the test and it's self-scoring and then keep it as your baseline, then come back, take it again 4 months later. And that way you'll know if it's actually working.
It seems like you're not in the product building business. What you're in is trying to redefine how people think about hydration entirely.
Truly, it's a mission for me. And this came from above. And, you know, as I was building this out, I had strange interactions. Do this. Go here. Wake up. It's 2 a.m. Time to get writing. If you don't write this down now, you'll forget it. And I would do that. And I just kept, I mean, I don't know where they came from, the universe, let's call it. And so that's how it was built. Now, I didn't do this for money. I could care less. I want to solve this problem because it'll change the world. Now, you know, I saw your podcast with Adam earlier, and you talk about the spiritual side and, you know, being nice and everything else. Absolutely affected by hydration. It affects your mood. It affects your energy. It affects your kindness, everything. Now, with that said, do I want the stakeholders to make some money in it? You bet. Investors, our staff, I want them get wildly rich. I really don't care. Everything I make is going to be donated anyway, eventually. So, you know, to me, it's a mission. It's a cause. It's we've got to fix this. Even doctors tell you to drink 6 12-ounce glasses of water a day. So we've got an affiliate program that addresses it. We want people to make good money for first trying it and then sharing the love, sharing the results. If you don't get results, don't join the affiliate program. If you do, you know, it'll pay for your own product. This is a mission. It's a cause. And that's how I'm building the company.
I understand that. I didn't get into this to make money with this. I got this so I could just try to help everybody. Right. And I wasn't going to just have any company on here. That's not what I'm about. That's not what my show is about. And that's not what everybody who's affiliated with me is about, is that I saw your true passion listening to you. And I invited you to come on here as the one of the hydration companies, or the hydration company. You know, we'll see how that unfolds. But initially, it was like your passion, the science that I saw as a measuring tool, the first quantitative, right, device that I saw that actually shows results, that helps give people a baseline to work off of. And that was critical for me in having you come here and then using the product. First of all, when I went there, I've been working really, really hard for Alaska, always working hard. But those last couple of weeks, I was grinding and I had to drive from Fort Lauderdale to Naples, and the US Open's going on, and I got the Pickle Slam, and I got all these things happening. And then, you know, my other businesses, and then life, right? And everything else. And I sat down and I drank a little bit of this, and now I'm addicted to coffee. I'll be the first one to admit it. All my friends will tell you, right? And I've been trying to drink more water to balance that out. I'm phasing a little coffee out, drinking more tea. And I felt it immediately. And I was like, wow. And then the consistency of the product was like, wow, this tastes good. And I don't like a lot of taste of a lot of products. And seeing your passion behind it and how this can get out there, the information, that's really important, that we educate, right? We get people aware, like we talked about, the awareness of awareness of awareness, right, is raising the bar. And we share that commonality. And it's so, so important that that we keep this moving forward and just presenting the data. Hydration is foundational. Why hasn't the industry evolved faster as you were talking about it? Why do you think that others haven't come up with this idea, the philosophy, the research and pushing that, the marketing behind it, the science behind it, and the education behind it? Why now you, and why now?
Profits. Seriously. This information's out there, and you know, people are going to copy me. I get that. But you know, it's super, super inexpensive to take sodium chloride, which is table salt, and add a single ingredient, potassium chloride, and then magnesium bicarbonate, and call it a day. And then make it taste good, and then market the hell out of it so people make their decision. Often with deceiving advertising, exaggerated claims, that kind of thing. So, you know, I mean, nothing wrong with profit, right? But, and do these companies know they're causing more harm than good? You know, I don't know. I'll leave God to judge that, not me. But I know what the truth is, you know, and I've challenged, you know, anybody, you know, talk me off the stage, right. Try it. You know, I've tested doctors' wives. I mean, high-end doctors, they're standing over my shoulder and one guy was a big-time doctor, and he's doing this as I'm going through the test. You went through the test.
I did.
I gave you the results, and he's going, exactly how it works. And the thing people need to take away from this is understand that you need to hydrate first. I mean, I tell people, stop your vitamins. They're not working. You're expelling them. They're not affecting the cell. It's not hydrated enough for it to have that effect. Maybe it has a little effect, but hydrate first. Make that your first step. Get those cells hydrated, because you may not feel bad, but if the cells aren't hydrated, your body will compensate. It will do everything it can to compensate, keep your balance and all that kind of stuff. But that has a toll over time. Believe me. I have seen it. I've seen people that are so dehydrated, and you look at their state when you test them. I mean, people that are 40 are, you know, their cellular water is so low that I'm surprised they're standing. So hydrate first. Make that your goal. It's simple. It's easy. Twice a day. Make that your goal. It's inexpensive to do that. The solution is proven, not by me, but by physiology. I'm just, you know what? When I first came up with this, you know, this message to do this, and I really got the aha moment, and I'm like, why hasn't anyone done this? It's right there in front of us.
Right.
And so I said, okay, let's roll with it. And so that's what I've done. Hydrate first. Until you do, nothing else works. Your meds won't work as well. The food you eat, everything will self-correct if you give this wonderfully designed body a chance. And give it that chance by hydrating the cells. You'll be amazed. Everyone's telling me the same thing. It's just, how long does it take?
Right. Well, I couldn't agree more. I think millennials need the most hydration out there. I'm just kidding, millennials. So when it comes to one thing that you believe about human performance that most people would disagree with.
One thing about human performance. Well, right now,
yes,
no one knows this. We're so new in this about the hydration angle. I mean, I wish I could mention some of the names that we have in the testing program. I am testing one individual who's a household name right. for the second time tomorrow. And I'm, you know, they're going to make their own decision. Do they want to talk about it and join the mission? We're a startup, don't have money to pay anybody. So, you know, that's the limitation. We're going to raise money, but, you know, we don't need to. You know, my doctor friend, Dr. Andrea, wants to join the team. She's a medical doctor. I mean, and she's got a great practice. It's called Shield of Life. I encourage you to look her up. It's about disease reversal. And she's like looking at, okay, maybe hydration is part of the problem. And I'm like, we agree now. I mean, after running the marathon, she's like, okay, it's undeniable.
Right.
And so, you know, I mean, I say it all the time. I can't say it enough, but hydrate first. Nothing else matters until you do.
Scott, I really want to thank you, Mr. Scott Turner from VoltaWell, bringing the data, the science, and the everyday explanation to hydration. Thank you so much. So, you know, check out VoltaWell Voltra Hydrate. But once again, if you're going to start any dietary or supplement program, please check with your medical doctor, your physician. Use the data that we provide and make the best informed decision that you can for yourself. My name is Mark Sarazen. This is the Pickleball Talks, a podcast of the Interact Pickleball Network. Thank you and have an amazing day.